Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, February 1st. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy day when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, the reminders that we are held under sin no more. The curse is no more. We can have faith in the restoration that we have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Okay, today is a special day in the life of our church. We welcome James K.A. Smith to preach in both of our services and to lead a lecture this afternoon at 4 p.m. Dr. Smith is a philosopher, and he has written many books, but the book that he'll discuss this afternoon is How to Inhabit Time. I hope that you can join us for this wonderful day that has been provided for us by the Hull Foundation. Dr. William Hull and his wife Willa Dean have so graciously provided for us, and we are grateful to the Hull family. As is our rhythm on Sundays, we're going to read the sermon passage, and the sermon passage is different than is written in your guide. It's Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17, and then we'll go over to one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 22. I'm supposed to be reading verses 1 through 10, but you know I take a little license here. We're going to read that, and then we'll skip over to verses 23 and 24 and read them as well. This week, I'm going back to reading from the New International Version. Colossians 3, starting in verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Just on first glance, there's so much practical wisdom here. First, letting the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, because we were all called together into the gospel of peace. We're learning in Romans that we have reconciliation with God through Jesus Christ, the one who is our propitiation. He's the atoning sacrifice, and so he gives us peace with God. Another practical thing here is because we have that peace, let us be thankful. Eleanor told me that one of her teachers this week was kind of getting on their class, reminding them of all that they had to be thankful for, that they weren't looking for their next meal when they left school, and they weren't going down to an unsafe place to shop in the afternoons. And her point was, hey, you guys need to take advantage of all that has been given to you and recognize and be thankful. Paul is reminding us to be thankful as well, as we recognize daily and contemplate daily the peace that we've been given with Christ. One of the ways that we can stay thankful is to sing hymns and spiritual songs which remind us of the goodness of God. And so that's the next practical instruction that Paul gives us here. And then he wraps it up with a difficult command. Whatever you do, word, deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no gossiping when you're doing it in the name of the Lord. There is no quarrelsomeness. I think I made that word up. There's no quarreling in the name of the Lord. Give thanks, be at peace as it depends upon you, and worship the Lord. All right, let's move on over to the psalm. Psalm 22 is one of those rich, messianic psalms. Jesus quotes some of Psalm 22 from the cross. He reminds us when he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? To go back to the psalm and to think about it and to ultimately remember that we are not forsaken. God remembers us. Even when we feel forsaken, as Jesus likely felt on the cross, he was not forsaken because he was raised from the dead. And when we feel forsaken, we can have that same assurance that God is with us because he promises his presence. Psalm 22, starting in verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. And then moving over to verses 23 and 24, which are a declaration. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Some days you just want to say, "Woo, that's a good one." That's how I feel today. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we look at your word and we are convicted by it and we are challenged by it, but we are also encouraged by it. Lord, we can look to you and know that you have not hidden your face from us. You do not turn your face away. Rather, you hear and respond. Even when we feel forsaken, Lord, we can know the promises of God that you are there, that you are present with us, just as Jesus reminded us that he is present with us even till the end of the age. And so, Lord, help us to be about the gospel message and taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. And let us start where we are in our household, in our family of faith, in our community, at our workplace. Help us to be a people who are at peace with you and with one another. Help us to be grateful for what we've been given, and aware of just how much we have. Help us not to squirrel it away or to squander it on indecent living. And Lord, help us to be a people with worship on our lips, with songs and hymns and spiritual songs to you, reminding ourselves and those who can hear the wonderful works of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.